This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored with Schus Elazar Felberbaum, and the learning of the Dvar Torah is the Schus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Gula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the greatness of Simcha. It is written in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, one should serve Hashem with joy. The Rambam writes, the happiness with which a person should rejoice in the fulfillment of the mitzvahs and the Ava of Hashem who commanded them is a great avodah. There is no greatness or honor other than celebrating before Hashem. The Rebbe explains that since a Yid is serving Hashem in all that he does, he should always be besimcha. Chazal say that the Shechina does not rest on those who are sad, downhearted, or lightheaded. It only rests where the simcha of a mitzvah is present. The Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya that the only way to be victorious over the Yetzirah is through zrizus that comes from simcha, which is not tainted with any worries or sadness. This can be compared to two men wrestling with each other. If one is downhearted and dejected, even if he is physically stronger, his opponent will easily win him over. The Rebbe writes in a letter, one of the Yetzirah's most effective tactics is to cause one to feel atzvus and be downhearted. He therefore looks for an opportune time when one is tired and weary, for then it is easy to pull him into such a mood. Walking around the marketplace, the Amora Rav Broika asked Eliyahu Hanavi if anyone who was there was a Ben Olam Haba, and Eliyahu Hanavi answered in the negative. Meanwhile, two brothers entered the marketplace, and Eliyahu Hanavi pointed to them, saying, these will merit Olam Haba. Rav Broika approached them and asked them how they conduct themselves. They said, we are joyful people, and we make those who are sad happy. If we hear about an argument, we make peace, using humor between those quarreling. A great chassid once related to his fellow chassidim that late one night while learning, he suddenly felt the presence of someone sitting near him. Alarmed, he extinguished the candle and went to bed. Why did you do that? The chassidim asked. Maybe it had been Eliyahu Hanavi. It wasn't, answered Reb Shloimeh. Eliyahu Hanavi is always happy, and this fellow was full of sadness, so I knew that he came from the Sitra Achra. At a Farbringen, the Rebbe related a word from the Tzaddik Reb Shimon of Yaroslav, one of the Talmidim of the Choyza of Lublin. The Pasuk says, Oz Yoimru Vagoyim, Higdil Hashem Lasei Simeila. Oz, when Mashiach comes, Yoimru Vagoyim, the Goyim will ask us, Higdil Hashem Lasei Simeila, with what have you merited such great miracles? We will tell them, Hayinu Semechim, in the merit of our Simcha, we were Zeicha to these Nisim. The Rebbe explained, when the Yidden will rejoice as a result of their betochen that Hashem will bring Mashiach soon, this will kaviyochel hasten Hashem in sending Mashiach. Crossing over a bridge in Danzig, the holy Tzaddik Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa saw a man struggling in the waters below. Seeing no way of saving the Yid, he called out to him, send regards to the Livyosan. At that moment, Hashem came to the man's aid, and he managed to catch onto a plank and save himself. Reb Simcha Bunim explained that due to the man's broken spirit, he could not be helped. When I made a comment that slightly gladdened him, he was able to save himself with a koyach of Simcha. The Mittler Rebbe's Kapelle included two groups of chassidim, musicians and horse riders, who would enliven joyous occasions. The Rebbe's son Nochum was one of the horse riders. One ordinary day, the Rebbe called for a performance and stood by his window to watch. Suddenly, Reb Nochum was flung from his horse and was badly hurt. But surprisingly, the Rebbe motioned that the performance continue. Meanwhile, a doctor was called, and after inspecting Reb Nochum concluded he has only broken his leg. Later on, some chassidim asked the Mittler Rebbe why he had ordered that the performance continue despite the accident. Why don't you ask the reason for calling for a performance on a regular day, responded the Rebbe. And he explained, I became aware of a harsh gzeira being passed lemaila on my son. And being that simcha mamtekas dinim, joy sweetens judgment, I called for the kapelle. The simcha helped, for his fall turned out much less than what had been planned for him. And to assure a complete recovery, I instructed that the festivities continue. With Hashem's help, he will recover completely. The Zohar says that the way that one acts in this world is the way that he is dealt with milmaila. If a person is happy and acts joyously, the situation will become even better. One Maitzoy Yom Kippur, the Baal Shem Tov went out with his chassidim to say Kiddush Levana, but the moon was concealed by many clouds covering the sky. Entering his room, the Baal Shem Tov immersed himself in davening, and with many tears begged that the Levana be revealed. but the clouds did not part. The Chassidim, waiting for their Rebbe, broke out in joyful dancing, thanking Hashem for the Yom Kippur that they had properly spent. Soon the Baal Shem Tov, drawn by the Simcha, joined them, and suddenly the clouds moved and the moon came out. With great Simcha, the Chassidim recited Kiddush Levana. Regarding this episode, the Baal Shem Tov would say, "What I could not bring about with my Yichudim and Tfilois, the Chassidim were able to accomplish with a Koyach of Simcha." The holy tzaddik Rebbe Elimelech Lizensk would often perform various sigufim, afflictions for tshuva, one of which was Gilgul Shelag, rolling in the snow without warm clothing. One cold winter night, while rolling in the snow, Rebbe Elimelech did not notice a nail sticking out of a board, for it was covered in snow, and he rolled over it, piercing his hand. When he arrived home, his relatives, seeing the hole in his hand, made a great tumult, and each gave their advice on how to stop the blood flow. Rebbe Elimelech's daughter, overhearing snippets of the discussion, thought they were discussing a hole in the wall, called out, "What's the big deal? Take some straw and stuff it up." Hearing this, everyone began laughing, and suddenly Rebbe Elimelech stopped bleeding and he turned back to his Seder Avoda. He later explained that there had been a Gzeira decreed Lemaila, but through the Simcha which his daughter had caused, a Simcha was aroused above and the Gzeira was nullified. A Chassid once told the Tzemach Tzedek of the Atzvus he felt, and the Rebbe told him, "This is truly shocking, for when one says Shelo Yasani Goy in the morning and remembers that he is a Yid, this should give him sufficient Simcha for the entire day." At a Farbringen, the Rebbe related, "Once a Yid entered the Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev's room and saw him dancing happily while saying Birchas HaShachar. 'Why all the Simcha?' he asked. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak answered, 'When I came to the bracha of Shelo Yasani Goy, I thought about this great schus of being a Yid, and how it's possible that it could have been otherwise.'" The Rebbe gave many reasons for which a person should be besimcha: that Hashem had created him, that he made him a Yid, that he is always with him, from the things that Hashem has given him, as one lists them in Birchas HaShachar, that a person has the ability to connect with Hashem, and that we are going towards Mashiach. A Chassid once wrote to the Tzemach Tzedek that he has difficulty in feeling simcha. The Rebbe responded, "The machshava, dibur, and maisa of a person have the greatest influence on his behavior. Therefore, one must make sure to only think thoughts that evoke happiness, to refrain from speaking about negative and dispirited things, and behave in a joyful manner, even if he is currently not feeling so." The Rebbe wrote to someone complaining about atzvus that one should be so busy doing what needs to be accomplished that there should be no time to think about sadness. In Mishlei, it is written regarding worries, "The Oga Belev Ish Yashchena." Rav Ami explains that this means one should Yisichena, remove the troubles from his mind, and Rav Asi translates this as Yisichena, that one should speak about them with another. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Worry and sadness are the source for all klipas, and proper Avodas Hashem cannot be done without Simcha. The Yetzer Hara tries to persuade a person to be ba'atzvus, sad, over the fact that he did not fulfill a certain chumrah, telling him that it's a big aveda. The person must tell his Yetzer Hara, 'This is a trick to disturb my Avodas Hashem, for even if it's an aveda, it is more important to Hashem that I serve him with simcha.'" The Gemara says, "Mishenichnas Adar Marbin b'simcha." The Rebbe explained that this simcha begins with learning Torah, which is called Mesamchei Lev, it gladdens the heart, and then comes into action when performing mitzvahs. This will then lead to simcha begashmias.